My name is Jeremy Devins, and this is the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast. And today I want to share a way you can deepen your practice off of the yoga mat. So right now I'm hosting the Deepen Your Yoga Practice live training series at quietmind.yoga/deepenyourpractice. You can sign up right now. And if you miss the lives, you'll catch the replays. And if you miss those, you can get the waiting list for the next time I offer this. But it's an awesome experience. We have amazing people joining us from around the world. And as I talked about in the last episode, we can reach these sort of plateaus in our practice and feel like there's a lack of depth missing in our yoga practice on the mat. And we can kind of change our relationship with it over time. One of the ways that can be for the better is that you start to apply your practice everywhere off of the mat. And what I'm going to share today is something called Langana breathing. This is a way of breathing where you emphasize the exhales. And just by doing this, it stimulates your parasympathetic nervous system. Now, there's lots of ways you can stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system with mantras, yogic practices like especially yoga nidra, yin, restorative, and even towards the end of more active classes like vinyasa and hatha, you usually end up in that parasympathetic state, which is good because you want to get into that state to rest, digest, relax, heal, de-stress, and relieve tension that might be unconsciously held in your physical body that you don't even know is there until you get into the parasympathetic state and you can relax that tension, which is what happens in massages. And that's really actually what is allowing your muscles to relax in the massage, is that your nervous system has shifted into that resting state and allowed that resting tension to let go to the degree that you're able to, right? Sometimes it's very difficult. Sometimes the stress is so much and so layered and so chronic over years that it becomes very difficult to sort of thaw out that tension. But it really starts with activating the parasympathetic nervous system. And you can do that anywhere, anytime, without doing any classes, without getting any body work. And that's what I want to share today as a practice you can do. I'm going to guide us through a short version of it and encourage you to explore using this throughout your week and months ahead. And really, like, it's a lifetime, lifelong skill to have, so that, for example, if you get into a really difficult conversation and you're really reactive and you feel charge in your body, you're angry, resentful, tense, reactive, that you can feel that and notice, oh, I'm activated here. I'm more in my sympathetic nervous system, the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response, where I'm going to likely escalate that and amplify that and maybe try to discharge it to them, and then they discharge it back to me, and then it goes back and forth and you're just throwing charge at each other. Or alternatively, you can notice that when it comes up and do your practice to discharge it and come back to more of a neutral, present, calmer state. And if there's something you need to address, then from there you have a lot more power to do it, because you're not just discharging energy to do it, which is usually ineffective in the long run. So we'll go into a practice, and if you're listening along somewhere, you can do this. I don't recommend doing this while you're driving or operating any machinery or anything like that, but you actually take the time to get into a little bit of stillness and quiet. But if you're just like listening while you're on the go or somewhere like in line or something, or even driving, this might be okay, but like just kind of really regulate and watch your states. You don't want to get too relaxed or sleepy or anything like that. But generally, not driving, not operating machinery is ideal for this. So just notice your breath. Notice where you're starting. Maybe your breath is more shallow in the upper lungs and a little faster. That's okay. That's normal. That happens throughout the day for pretty much everybody. And it's not bad. It might just be a way you're responding to that moment or what was ever happening before you turned this podcast on. So let's just now take a moment to allow your breath to go deeper down to your lower belly. And when you inhale, feel your belly expand. So your diaphragm is moving here, and this diaphragmatic breathing alone can stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. When you exhale, your belly draws in. It's very easy, relaxed. We're not forcing anything here. And if it's helpful for you, you can count the breath. Not necessarily counting seconds, but you could count inhaling to four, exhaling to five or six. So your exhale is a little bit longer than your inhale. If counting is distracting, just feel it out. So breathing in and out through the nose, continue breathing, but now your exhales are longer than the inhales. Keep breathing like that, and you might feel this sort of pressure release starting to happen. It's like your body is descending more towards the ground. That's my experience. Notice what you notice. Just do a couple more breaths like this. For me, even with just a few of these, I start to feel the effects right away. You might want to continue this longer if you're not feeling anything, or maybe you won't feel anything. That's okay. Maybe it's just a practice of noticing your breath, and it doesn't have a dramatic effect for you. That's okay. And overall, your breath might be slowing down. We'll continue just a little bit more. You might notice that you can have a larger lung capacity now. Your inhale is slower and your exhale is even slower. All right, and we'll bring it into that brief practice and just notice how you feel. I find even within just a few of those breaths, I feel a state change where I'm a little more in the parasympathetic state, sometimes a lot more, where it's like I feel a little more relaxed, a little less tense, like my body was kind of up and kind of resisting gravity, and now it's more down, like connected to gravity. That's my experience, though. Everyone's different. You might find complete opposite effect. That's okay. And you might find this doesn't work for you, doesn't resonate. That's okay, too. But it's something to explore and a tool and resource that you can deepen your practice wherever you go, anytime, anywhere. You can do that in yoga poses. You can do that in your daily life outside of yoga class. And notice how it feels. If it's beneficial, keep it. If it's not beneficial, let it go. If you feel like there might be something there you want to explore more, practice it longer. You could set a timer for 5, 10, 15 minutes and practice just that breathing. Very simple. No fancy technique or anything. And notice how it feels for you. This is kind of the principle of why mantras are so effective in that way. Because in a mantra, you're taking a quick inhale. And then you're exhaling for a long time to chant the mantra, especially if it's a long mantra. And then short inhale, long exhale. And so mantras, practicing a chanting mantra can have a similar effect. There's a lot of different pranayama techniques that use similar techniques. Generally in yoga, we're having more of a balanced breath, equal inhale and exhale. But this is one lever you can explore that can have a significant effect. And everything we're doing in yoga has an effect. And the skill is not just like going to classes and doing what the teacher says, but noticing the effect it has on you and how to regulate and manage your state and what effect is desirable or needed or wanted in the moment, like right now? Like, is it desirable for you to have this more parasympathetic effect? If you're going into an important work meeting or about to go on a long road trip, or you're driving late at night, you don't want to go in the parasympathetic nervous system response. You want to be more alert. You want to be, as throughout most of the day, we are in a at least a mild sympathetic nervous system response, sometimes heightened, where we need to be alert. We want to be focused. That's why people drink coffee in the morning and try to amp themselves up. And that can be beneficial at times. It can be detrimental at times. As the Ayurveda we talk about, anything can be a poison or a medicine depending on the dosage. So we're choosing what effect we want and what practices will help create that effect, living intentionally, as I talk about on the new yoga teacher training podcast I just shared today, talking about quantum physics and yoga, which is a whole interesting topic in itself. And if you want to go deeper into your practice, check out the Deepen Your Practice series at quietmind.yoga/deepenyourpractice. It's a really awesome experience. We've got amazing people joining us, and I'd love for you to be there if you're not already. We'll have a live class tomorrow from when I'm posting this, and then later this week, and then some bonus trainings. So check it out, quietmind.yoga/deepenyourpractice. If you want to do more stuff like this and have more tools like this, I'm teaching 10 skills to develop mastery of body, mind, and spirit, just like we did a little bit here today. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, leave a review, share with a friend, and I look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast.